Hello, everybody. This is Enzo with the podcast. How long has it been since I did one of these? Was it 2019? Was it last year? Maybe. But due to public demand, I've had a few messages saying, Enzo, where the hell are your podcasts? Where have they gone? And I'm like, well, I'm putting them out all the time. The Race Driver Coach Show. Yeah, I'll get a reply then, people saying that's the Race Driver Coach Show, but how about everybody else who's outside of motorsport? Okay, I'm sorry. I've dropped the ball. It's true. The things I've learned from coaching drivers, the things I've learned off drivers, the skills that they need to succeed are really applicable to anybody, no matter what they're doing, because it all comes down to personal performance. Like a race driver, for example, has to have bulletproof confidence when it comes to competing. They have to have self-belief. They have to have some kind of leadership skills. They've got to be able to bounce back after a bad result, after a bad run, and get back on the horse and be at their best. They've also got to handle criticism from people on the outside. They've got to be prepared to fail in public and overcome all the challenges. No different to an entrepreneur, no different to a business owner, no different to anyone who's trying to do something with their life. This is all the same. So yes, I apologize. I've dropped the ball when it comes to putting these podcasts out, but I'm back. And I've made the video on YouTube. If you're watching this on YouTube, I've just put some videos together of just drones going drone shots going over the snowy mountains, just because I want to give you something to watch as you're listening to this. So I've changed it there. If you're listening to this on any of the audio podcast platforms, then hello, welcome, we're back. And to kick things off and to actually take something from motorsport again, from that world, I want to talk about designing yourself for success. Now, them things that I just mentioned, like the self-belief, the leadership skills, the bouncing back, handling criticism, performing on demand is another one. Now, there's these set skills that a race driver and anyone competing needs to have in buckets full. You know, they need to have these the ability to mentally operate like this. But there's going to be specific things that you need to do in order to succeed at what you're going for. There's going to be, let's just say, 5 to 10 attributes of the kind of person you need to become and the skills that you need that are going to help you succeed. Yes, you need to know the craft. If you want to be a singer, you need to be able to sing. If you want to be an actor, you need to be able to act. If you want to compete in other sports, you've got to be good at that sport. We know that. But how about more personally? How about the kind of things that you need to be good mentally at in order to succeed? These are the things that most people miss. And to do this, to expose it, right now, just think of somebody who's in your industry, who's at the very top. It could be someone in the past or someone in the present. The absolute god, or goddess, when it comes to your industry, who would that be? Who's seen as the best or one of the best in the world? Name that person. It's probably somebody you look up to. Might be somebody you're jealous of because they're succeeding so much. But just think about them now and take pen to paper and write out 5 to 10 or even more or even less, but 5 to 10 different things that have allowed them to succeed. Personal things these are. What they're good at. If you want to go back to what I said earlier on, just now, it's about handling criticism, being prepared to fail, overcoming challenges, having self-belief. These are just to get you started. But what are the qualities that genius that you look up to has got? Take the time to list them out, because this is where we get self-aware, to really understand if you've got what it takes. And to focus the mind so you can concentrate on these things and improve these things. But first of all, what are the attributes? What are the skills? What separates them from all the other people that are competing or in that industry? List them out. Once you've done that, take a look at that list and then honestly rate yourself out of 10 how good you are in those 5 to 10 areas. How good you've been in the last month, should we say. How good have I been in these 5 or 10 areas? And out of 10, score yourself. And if you really want to get honest, ask somebody else to score you in an honest way on those 5 to 10 areas as well. If you've got a coach, if you've got somebody who's helping you, if you've got someone who you know is going to give you the truth, say or ask them, these are what I see as the qualities of somebody who can achieve my dream. Can you rate me in these areas? Just rate, just score, give me some kind of grading in these areas. And even if it's work ethic, you know, put that in there. If it's working hard, that's got to go in there as well. And you watch what comes out of that. All of a sudden, you'll get to the truth of why maybe you've been struggling, or why you're excelling, or the certain areas where you need to attend to more. Say if one of the big things is people skills, really good at winning people over, and you only score 2 out of 10. Well, let me just tell you now, in any industry, if you're not good at winning people over, because at the end of the day, it's the people that are going to give you the shots, the people that are going to say yes. If you're no good at winning them over, that could be one of the reasons why you're struggling. You have to have people on your side. You have to have people say yes more often. And if your sales skills or your persuasive skills are not that good, or your people skills are not that good, that could be the reason why you're struggling right now. So let's be self-aware. And then if you start to see that you're falling down in certain areas, it's time to pick them up. It's time for you to say, okay, how am I going to improve that today? I can see that it's detrimental to my career. What am I going to do? Now, this is a really simple technique, but it's a technique I use with race drivers. It's a technique I use with anybody that I'm training. If it's in a different sport or if it's in business, it doesn't matter. We're not trying to copy the people that are up there right now. We're just trying to see things as they are and say, you know what? These are the non-negotiable skills I need, and how good am I at them? And if you're falling below par on some of these, and you can see that's the reason why it's not happening for you, it's time to train. It's time to train yourself in those areas and get better and better. Design yourself for success.